30.
Oh, Sith spawn, Corrin swore. The Given are in league with the Yuuzhan Vong, Anakin said doubtfully. The Given build ships. The Yuuzhan Vong hate technology. Yeah, but their real estate isn't all that promising, Corrin said. Maybe they figure that if they cooperate, the Yuuzhan Vong won't bother them much.
I don't understand, Tahiri said.
Yagdul has 3 moons, Corrin explained. The tidal forces are so strong that at times and places, the atmosphere itself gets rolled back, exposing the surface to space. The Given actually evolved to survive in vacuum for short periods of time. What would the Yuuzhan Vong want with a planet like that? The location, yes, because it's strategic for purposes of their conquest. But they probably wouldn't settle the planet. I think they're waiting for a reply, Anakin noticed, gesturing at the tiny image of the Given. Tahiri, tell them in Yuuzhan Vong we're having some minor difficulties and we'll be back in touch in a moment.
Sure.
She said something into the comm unit. Then she looked back up. They want to know why we aren't using the Villip. They have theirs with them. Brother, this gets worse and worse. Corrin stared at the row of Villips. One was pulsing slightly. Was that it? Tell them it's none of their business, he said. Make it sound like we're mad about something. No. Wait. Tell them the sound of them speaking the Yuuzhan Vong language so poorly is insulting to us. Tell them we'll speak the infidel language, basic, and that the commander is about to speak to them. Tahiri did so, after which Corrin took up the comm unit. Keeping the visual off, he tried to remember the cadence of Shadow Shai's accented basic, back when he had dueled with the man. Here goes nothing. He started to open his mouth, then quickly changed his mind. Tahiri, Anakin, give me a name, a credible name.
Hull,
Anakin said. It's a warrior's name. Corrin nodded, flicked the comm back on. This is Commander Hull La. He snarled. Is everything prepared?
All is in readiness, Commander, the Given answered. The defense grid will fail in 15.08357462 standard hours. You may bring your fleet from hyperspace then.
Corrin blinked. Something about that. There is no suspicion then, he asked.
None. The body calculus is completely unaware of our vector with you. The failure of the defense grid and long-range communications will seem accidental. Only when you take possession of our system will the truth be known. We have hidden our factors carefully.
Commendable. We will verify this, of course, but you may rest assured that if you are telling the truth, the glorious Yuuzhan Vong will honor our agreement with you.
Thank you, Commander.
Hull La out.
Corrin pursed his lips thoughtfully.
Those guys aren't the government, he said. Or at least not all of it. It's just some faction.
Let's contact the real government, then, Anakin suggested. Let them know what's going on before their defense grid fails.
That's a problem, Corrin said. We don't know anything about who we just dealt with. It might be the local chapter of the Peace Brigade, or it might be a faction in the body calculus. Either way, the odds of contacting the wrong people are way too high.
Maybe we should just get out of here and alert the New Republic military, then, Anakin suggested.
It's an idea, but it will lose us Yagdul. There's no way to get a fleet here in 15 hours. If the Given had their own fleet scrambled, there might be a chance of holding the Yuuzhan Vong off long enough for a New Republic force to arrive, assuming the Senatorial Oversight Committee releases them to do so. No, we've got to get the attention of the right people before the defense grid goes down.
Anakin mused.
What? Out with it.
Well, I have an idea, but you aren't going to like it.
I'll take anything I can get right now.
Talk.
We attack Yagdul before the grid goes down. Whoever comes out to stop us, that's who we want to talk to.
I don't like it, Corrin said. I didn't think you would.
I don't like it, but it will work. Anakin calculated jump that will put us as close as safely possible to Yagdul. Or better, the space station. Tahiri, can you figure out how to lay it in?
Sure.
All I have to do is see it in my mind.
Let's get cracking, then. I want to do this before common sense sets in. They reverted 200 kilometers from the orbit of Yagdul's farthest moon, a short distance from the military station that Booster Terek had once commanded. Korin had fond memories of the place, because it reminded him of his early days with Mirax. It felt strange to be attacking it. The station, which had been Rogue Squadron's base during the Bacta War, was now part of an expanding Given military-industrial complex. Unhappy with having their system being used as a battleground by foreign forces, they had demanded and been ceded the station a few years after the truce with the Imperial Remnant. It now protected their shipyard. "I'll bet they'll notice us," Anakin remarked, watching through a transparency that Tahiri had opened up to give them a view of surrounding space. "Hyperwave dampeners or not, rocks this size don't just appear out of nowhere."
"Unless the grid is already down," Korin replied.
"Oh, I don't think it is," Tahiri said. "Or at least, that would be a big coincidence. 20-somethings are on their way."
20 what?" Korin asked. "Starfighters, corvettes, capital ships?"
"I don't know," Tahiri replied. "I don't know a lot about ships."
"Well, how big are they?"
Tahiri didn't answer for a few moments. "I'm not sure how to read that," she said. "They're sort of clusters of spindly rods, 3 engines each, real fast."
"Starfighters?" "How far away?"
15 fons and closing."
"What's a fon?" Anakin asked.
"I don't have any idea," Tahiri replied. "They just implanted the language, not conversion charts."
"Bring her around 30 degrees starboard," Korin said.
"Starboard?"
"To your right. Your right hand."
"Don't get touchy, Captain Horn," Tahiri said. "I'm doing my best, but I'm not a pilot. And I can't tell if I've turned 15 degrees or not."
A dull thud echoed through the ship. Tahiri gasped.
"What was that?" "That hurt," Tahiri said. "Something just blew up part of us."
"Are they hailing?"
She broke off again as several more impacts rocked the ship.
"The last one was very loud."
"That broke the skin," Tahiri said. "We're losing air. I'm going to shoot back."
"Don't shoot back," Korin said. "Do you hear me, Tahiri? Do not shoot back."
"The ship wants to," she wailed. "It's hurt."
"Don't let it."
"They're hailing," Anakin said. "Standard frequency."
"Answer then fast. Tahiri, turn away from those ships and run as fast as you can."
"They're a lot faster."
"Well, use the Dovin Basal to absorb their shots, if you can figure out how to do that."
"The ship is doing it already," she replied. "It's just not very good at it."
"Not a warship," Korin muttered. "Anakin?"
"Something's wrong with the transponder," Anakin said.
"Well, fix it. I'm trying."
"Tahiri, can you take evasive action?" "I'm evading as much as I can, but this is a really big ship, and they're really fast."
Another staggering series of blasts ripped along the side of the stalking moon, and now Korin could see their antagonists, flitting about in admirably swift craft. He didn't recognize the design, but the Given were known for quality, if not quantity, in shipbuilding. A good quarter of the racing yachts in the galaxy were built in the Yagdul system. Korin glanced at Anakin. The boy, no, the young man, was working calmly at the cobbled-together communications device, one lock of hair falling in his face. He didn't look like someone who feared death in the slightest. Probably he didn't. Tahn, the shamed one, was as impassive and quiet as she had been since her conversation with the distant Yuuzhan Vong commander. The ship jerked and shuddered, and somewhere near, Korin heard the sound of air screaming out into vacuum. A smell like vaporized rancor swirled into the chamber.
"We're dying," Tahiri said dully. "Let me shoot back, please."
"No."
"Got it,"
Anakin said. "Give me that," Korin grunted. "Make sure the visual is on this time." The Given who appeared on the tiny screen didn't waste any time with polite mathematical greetings.
"Yuuzhan Vong ship, this is Dodician Iliot. You will stand down and surrender or be destroyed."
"Dodician Iliot," Korin replied. "This is the captain of the Yuuzhan Vong vessel, Stalking Moon. We surrender." The Given didn't blink. He couldn't. Nor could his exoskeletal face register any other emotion Korin recognized. but he still gave the impression of vast surprise.
"You are not Yuuzhan Vong," the Gibbon said.
"It's a long story," Corrin replied. "We did not intend to attack you, only to get your attention." The Gibbon paused, listening to someone off-screen, then turned his empty eyes back to Corrin.
"Our attention you have, Corrinhorn. Prepare to be boarded."